Give it that Ica Rebeb. Ice on a wrist like ice of fish. Yeah, when I like with a bitch that spicy, get that.
I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. You a badass bitch, a badass bitch. That don't get swallowed in that fat ass bitch. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. Are you a badass bitch? A badass bitch. That don't get swallowed in that fat ass bitch. I got racks, racks, racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do.
Hey, yo, P. Do that freaky shit and wanna be. Shitty with that butter, shit that bone feed. Did you dip it, did you double do that, that song sing. Freaky cheeky with some butter, so that bone thing. If you cheeky chatter, check, I get her own cheese. That's a chicken with a head, or except that won't be with the official with that whole sneeze. Bloody feet, you said the wish that with that long
cheese. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. You a badass bitch, a badass bitch. That don't get swallowed in that fat ass bitch. I got racks, racks, racks.
She's like a curse. We want each other, no one will break first. So many nights trying to find someone new. They don't mean nothing compared to her. And I know when people ask about us now, we just brush it off. I don't know why we act like it means nothing at all. I wish that I could tell you that you're all that I want.
This is DJ Sweet Fig, And Remy.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is It's All About Perspective. Remy, we'll keep rolling on this music and we'll get back to them in a little bit.
Sounds good.
All right.
It's a part of me that I never run from. Black and white, playing clean surround. Feet on the ground, but I hate it down there. Hot and cold, young and old, all the more I know. Somehow, then I'm low. No.
stormy weather, we'll be together always. Say love me, say hold me through the stormy weather, we'll be together always, always, always. Hold my
you just heard Why by Shawn Mendes, followed by Peach by Roots, followed by Grows Old by Third Story.
Sorry.
Okay, we're laughing there for a moment. I thought I pressed the button that time.
So this is what happened, right? Is that I missed one show last week because the mistake of going to sleep and trying to wake up for the show and absolutely just could not. That was
smart,
a mistake.
Not a smart move.
And I did have something that I wanted to do the next morning that I knew that I wouldn't be able to get done anyway.
Yeah. Well, now I.
So I didn't go to the show, and now
to turn your
twice
mic
in
on.
A row, Dylan has forgot to turn my mic on, and I am just gesticulating wildly, wildly.
Well, okay. It's not. To be fair, you got to give me some credit here. Not credit, but we turn the lights off in the studio for the time slot show.
Yeah.
And I have the monitor facing me, so the light is all in my eyes, and you're in the dark behind it. Mm-hmm. So when you gesticulate, I can kind of see.
I'm also snapping my finger.
Okay, well,
I'm not a great
I've got
snapper,
headphones on. We're doing a show, Remy!
Okay.
Remy!
The muscle memory of however many semesters it's been, pressing both buttons, does
I know.
Not go
well,
away.
It all went
week.
Away. Well, that's how I was going to start the show off, was just to say, hey, Remy, it's been
a
minute,
sorry,
man.
I took that away from you.
And we just discovered, I actually haven't seen you since the night before the show that last week.
Yeah.
It's been a full week since I've seen you, actually.
It's been a
which
long time.
It does feel like it's been a long time since that has happened.
Yeah, and I feel like usually for us, we don't go that long without hanging out.
Yeah.
Usually I think on the weekend I'll see you. Or you know what happens? Usually Monday nights you come by my house.
That's true. That is very true. I was editing last night. So
it's a likely story.
I was up late.
Hmm.
And I figured that there would not be a suitable time to stop by your house. But yeah,
that's
man.
Fair.
You feeling rejuvenated though? You're
I'm actually feeling surprisingly awake for right now. And definitely skipping the show last week was the move. As sad as it was and as few as we have left.
Yeah.
I woke up the next morning and was very glad.
We're back
and
better than ever.
Oh, we're back and better than ever for sure.
We're
stronger, we're faster.
It was
we're
a little
sleeker.
Lonely, you know. I sprinted so yeah, so we both were like kind of out of it that week. And I kind of touched on this just while I was here. So I, you know, kind of fell asleep, and I normally always stay awake the entire time to do it, and I kind of fell asleep because I was, for some reason, extremely tired last week, and I woke up to, like, text from you saying, like, hey, man, like, what's the plan here? And it was, like, maybe 2:48, and I woke up to that, and I was like, oh, no, like, this is not good. Like, so I, as soon, I, you know, called you, and I literally sprinted from my house to here.
That's pretty far.
I left at 2. Hell yeah. It's probably about 0.8 miles.
Uh-huh.
And I got here in, I don't know, like 6-7 minutes, you know, with a backpack on.
That's
and
pretty good.
With a back, yeah. And people, some guy screamed at me.
While you were running?
Yeah, I think it's probably just, I don't know, because I was like kind of focused and out of breath. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that he, I don't know, it probably looks kind of sketchy to be running across a campus
like
at 3 a.m.
A scream from across somewhere far away? He was like a couple blocks over? Or?
No, they were like decent. They were maybe 50 yards away.
Okay.
So.
Still weird.
Still a little weird. And it's been since since the semester before you came on the show. Before you started doing the show with me.
Yeah.
Before it became our show, Remy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last time that I sprinted. That's the first time since then that I sprinted sophomore fall. I would always have to sprint to get here at 8 a.m. on Friday, and I'd be so out of breath, but pull it together and go, all right, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford. And then as soon as I get off the air, I go,
big breath.
Yeah. Something about like sprinting in cold air, especially.
Oh, it hurts your lungs for sure.
It does? Okay, so I'm not crazy.
I don't know, like a Dylan thing. It actually hurts them, but it feels like it hurts them.
It does feel like it hurts them, especially when you're not used to it.
Yeah.
And with a backpack on and you just woke up.
Have you ever seen the movie Wind River?
No.
One of the main character talks about how running in sub-zero temperatures, you can actually die from it because your lungs, something about the freezing air in your lungs will like cause them to like puncture and you'll cough up blood and you'll die.
Oh, God.
That's happy. Great movie.
Yeah.
Though. Really, really good movie. If you like, that has, in my opinion, one of the most suspenseful scenes that I've ever seen.
Oh.
And I watch a lot of movies.
Okay, I'll...
For school, for my major.
That's true. Yes, that is true.
Anyway, Wind River, check it out. It's a great movie.
I just watched Shazam.
Oh, how was it?
Okay. All right, I have opinions here. And I'm kind of annoyed because I saw it with Ryan, who is a mutual friend of ours.
Yes.
Ryan frustrates me because we've seen like La La Land together, we've seen Bohemian Rhapsody together, and we've seen Lady Bird together, and we've seen other movies together, but those are just like the three that pop to the top of my head.
Wow, Dylan, I wish you and I went to see movies together.
We never see movies together. Why don't we do that?
I don't know.
We can change that. There's some movies coming out soon.
Yeah.
Which I need to catch up on Marvel to
actually
watch.
Actually, so do
Endgame,
I. Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So maybe we can see Endgame together then.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Ryan, when he walked out, he liked Lady Bird, but I was like walked out of Lady Bird like, wow, that was like an amazing movie. Like I put that on like one of my favorite movies I probably enjoyed of all time type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same with La La Land. I really enjoyed La La Land. I thought it was great. I thought it was really well made. I thought the story was fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I really liked those. And La La Land especially, Ryan walked out of, and like both times, it's always like an underwhelming experience. Ryan's always like, I don't know. It was okay.
That's
and
also
like,
kind of just how he acts as a person. No offense, Ryan. But that's his demeanor always.
So he's like, he said he didn't like La La Land.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, but it was so good. And then we see Shazam, right?
Yeah.
And I'm here, and I thought it was a good movie. Well, I started it at a good movie, and then I relegated it to a passable movie.
Really? Because I've heard good things about it.
Yes, it was good. I'm not. You know, it made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple times where there were probably six to eight times where I went, you know, like, like he, you know,
you know those exclamations that normal humans do.
Yeah. Tee-hee. So like, you know, I was entertained, which at the end of the day, that's all I want in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that it's like all time like that. You know, I was ready to like go to ham on like criticizing this movie. And I was ready to like be on the same page as Ryan for like the first time in forever. Bohemian Rhapsody 2. I really liked Bohemian Rhapsody. He was like, it wasn't that good. Like, he's like, I wanted it to go into Freddie Mercury's life and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, but it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I was ready to go to town on it. And yeah, he was like, oh, it was so good. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
It felt like a discount Deadpool to me.
Well, that's what I've heard, is that it's adding some lightness to the DC universe, which is usually pretty dark and serious. And Shazam is kind of like a fun. I've heard it kind of like akin to Thor Ragnarok, which is like
I haven't seen it.
Spin. You haven't seen Thor Ragnarok?
No.
Did you watch... Infinity War?
No.
Okay, good. Wait, you haven't seen anything?
I'm very behind.
Wow, okay.
I have a roadmap, actually.
we'll talk about that later. But
okay.
You should be admonished for how far behind
I
you
need
are.
To watch Civil War, Guardians of the Galaxy, both of them, Black Panther, Infinity War, Winter Soldier, Thor, Ragnarok. I also haven't seen Dark World, but I know everyone says don't see it.
Okay,
but
like, well,
I
would like you're to still see it. Though, first of all, those are in the wrong order. Second of all, wow.
And Captain Marvel.
What have you been doing for the past like,
well, it started
4 years.
It started like I fell behind on like one or two, but mm-hmm. then they were like, because at first you could kind of see them here and there, but now it's like they're really in order, and like the events of one film like affect the events of another film. So then I like, because I fell behind, I was like, oh, I'm not gonna go see those because I'm gonna want to watch the others first. But then I've just fallen really far behind.
Wow.
So that's okay.
It's like but me and all of my classes. See. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh no, Remy.
I'm doing fine.
Remy, no. We graduated in 2 weeks.
I'm doing fine.
Oh God. But no, yeah. So that's I thought it was passable. You know, you're not gonna fool me with just some jokes for to mm-hmm. make it a good movie.
Yeah.
That doesn't do it for me. You know, it
you
was
need, you need what? You need story,
it
you need plot.
It was an okay plot.
Okay.
It was an okay plot. I thought John Krasinski would have been a better Shazam, first of all.
I think so. I love John Krasinski,
hot
I'm not
take,
gonna lie.
It felt like Jim, but like a discount, and again, I'm using discount.
Mm-hmm.
Discount Jim, like
yeah.
being a superhero type of thing. Where I could see like John Krasinski doing that, but like better and funnier. Not no offense to the guy. He did a good job. A good job. But not a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my issue there. Also, things like you have no concept of these guys' like actual powers. There's like a video I've watched. I like watching these like video essays type of things about like films and things. One of the points that they make about like DC versus Marvel is two things. The first is that like, why do people like Marvel more? Part of it is like when a Marvel character does something cool, right? When Iron Man does something cool. Wow, it's 23.
Yeah, we've been talking for a while.
Okay, I'll try to wrap this up quickly. When Marvel quit character to something cool, they say something that's unique to their character, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, Iron Man will say something kind of witty, you know, because he's, like, the smart, witty guy. Captain America says something, like, patriotic, I don't know. And but they say something that's unique to their character.
Yeah.
And they use their powers in, like, in unique ways. Like, Hawkeye, you know, I haven't seen Civil War, but I know he, like, misses Iron Man, like, intentionally to, like, hit a car, and then it falls on, a bunch of cars fall on him. Like, that's clever. But when a DC character does something cool, they're just like, yeah. Like, Aquaman is just like, let's go. And it's like, that's not character like building at all in any way. And also, like, you have no concept of like how strong Superman actually is when they're like punching each other and things.
Yeah.
They kind of build like how strong Captain America is into like the early events of the film when he like maybe throws like a human being like 50, like maybe 25 yards into the ocean.
Yeah.
So that it's acceptable when he like bends a steel beam later in the movie. I'm not saying either of those things happen, but
yeah. Basically, how I feel about that is that neither of these films are obviously realistic because they have superheroes. But
right.
I think where Marvel is better is that things are grounded in reality, right? For one thing, their heroes for the most part are less powerful than DC heroes, but they make them consistent, right?
Whereas, they stick to the rules that they set up of the world.
Yeah. So then you know, like you say, like Captain America bending a steel beam or holding a helicopter from taking off makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas in DC, for one thing, they just seem like they just punch the crap out of each other and then you.
There's no action. They never use. There's got to be a creative way for Superman to like use laser beams. You know, he doesn't just need to punch people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all he's really done. As I haven't seen these movies, but I've seen clips and things. Mm-hmm. And what I've heard from reviews is that he just punches people.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
All right, I'm glad we got that music? All out. Yeah, we want to play this mashup you and I discovered this past week. Pretty excited about it. It's two of our boys, so some John Bellion, some AJR. Enjoy.
1600 on the SATs. Said they're getting me an SUV. Just a couple miles from the lights of the city. Pour a little liquor in my Starbucks mini. Just 11, when they said I had the ADD. I've been trying to keep up with all of these great expectations, so I keep on faking. We're secretly out of control. Nobody knows it, but my mom's got a problem with boxes, and she's angry cause my dad's oldest car's always closed. But I stopped knocking. Yeah, we're secretly out of control. In
fuck you. They call me after dark, I don't want no part. My habits, they hold me like a grudge. I promise I won't budge.
One sip,
bad for me.
One hit,
bad for me.
One kiss,
bad for me. But I give in so easily, and no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong, but I.
Out of control, nobody knows me and my friends. All addicted to porn, can't keep a girlfriend, cause the great expectations got all us imitating. Yeah, we're secretly out of control, and everyone knows.
Can Yeah. No matter where we go, we still New York, man.
You were the best nights of my life. You got the light that always shines. I miss the way that you move and the way I get high. When you take me to your heights, like I'm standing in the sky. I see your subway cars and your old graffiti. I breathe your air when I land in another city. I'll be that one that's got you printed on my bones. Yeah, you're all I know. Drive down Riverside, see the birds flying on the High Line. With the sidewalks burning, we pray for rain in July. I want the Yankees 99, yeah. And the Knicks on a sold out night. When the curtains close and the Broadway streets are alive,
hey.
I need your heartbeat close, don't you ever leave me. And I breathe your air when I land in another city. And I one that's got you printed on my bones. Yeah, you're all I know. Everywhere I go, oh, I change it up, oh, oh. Always on my road, I'm still New York. You're the only that I'll ever know. My concrete walls, I'm still New York.
Yeah, BK born and raised, I was God sent. To hit them courts out in Prospect, take them long walks on my time spent. Just a kid with that empire state of mindset. Kick flipping off a blind deck, dipping from the New York City's finest. Yeah, said I've been up on my New York shit. Walking down the block with my New York bitch. I can never leave my city, ain't nothing like it. Even if I do though, I can never hide it. Top down on the west side when I'm driving. East side be the only side that I'm riding.
All right, you just heard a mashup, a mixed mashup of Week and Morning in America. Those two songs are by AJR and John Bellion, and that was mixed by some guy on YouTube who's YouTube
channel. He's pretty good at mixing.
Yeah, his YouTube channel is Chris Emailify, and I don't know why it came up in my YouTube suggested.
It's
but
because you watch a lot of John Bellion videos on YouTube. That'd be my guess.
Oh. But not in recent history.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? I was sending you those videos because John Bellion, for context for people, I've seen like he has people kind of document like his process.
Which
and,
are
like,
really
creating,
cool. Those
it's
videos
very
are
cool
awesome.
To see like how he writes them, and then like it's cool to see the thoughts come to his head when you like know the final product.
Yeah.
But so yeah, I haven't watched them in I don't know, 3 weeks, maybe even a month. I'm not sure. We can check the last time I sent you one, but that's around when I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it just came up And I was like, oh, I'll give this a listen. I sent that to you, and
yeah, well,
like,
clearly
really
the
good.
YouTube algorithm knows what you want.
It definitely does. And now I've seen a lot of these like mashups, and I think that's definitely his best one. It's the one that has the most views. But he's got a couple other ones. I told you that he has one with Galway Girl and 330.
Dude, Galway Girl, when that song came out,
that's a great song.
I mean, it's a fun song, but it just became like kind of a meme too, which made me feel weird for listening to it.
Really? Oh, well, I don't mind at all.
Well, good for you, not giving in to societal pressures. And I still listen to it too, but I feel like whenever I listen to it, it kind of feels like...
You shame yourself?
Oh, I don't shame myself per se, but now, you know, Closer, the Chainsmokers song that was huge?
Yes, oh, I understand.
Like, that was like a fun song, and then now I will never listen to
everyone,
it because...
It is a meme.
It's a meme.
Yeah. Also, we should say that you also heard Chocolate by the 1975 and Still New York by Max and Joey, but a $$$. I'm not going to say it because I'm pretty sure you can't say that on the air, but you can figure it out. His name is Max.
Honestly,
and Joey Bada $$$.
It took me a second to figure out who that was when you said it just now like that.
So. Or Bad A $$$.
That's probably the way to do it.
No, but I want it to be Joey Bada $$$.
I don't know how Joey.
I'm sure he doesn't
that.
Appreciate that.
Probably not.
Joey, I don't care. You can deal. Yeah, Remy. Yeah, so I think maybe we play the other mashup next week.
Yeah,
if
I would love to.
If
hear
you
that.
Like, you haven't heard that one, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a few others, and I mean, people evolve and get better at these things. So like, it makes sense that you know.
Yeah.
He gets better at them. So yeah, that was a good one. I think that other one was probably one of the better ones as well. Woo.
Cool, dude.
Whoa! That something just popped up. Remy, do you want to jump right into to your song, or you want to talk about the playoffs at all? I mean,
the playoffs.
That's events.
We gotta talk about Damian Lillard stroking a three from 37 feet for the win for the series.
I'm
that's
so
crazy.
Happy. I'm so happy that OKC lost. Not because I it's honestly just Westbrook. I really don't like Westbrook.
I kind of feel bad for Paul George because I like him and he was playing really really well.
I like him too, and he has played well. Hard, however, here, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I know that you like you do keep up with basketball, right?
Yeah.
So, is it true that he was going to go to LA and then last second like backed out on LeBron? Is that true? Was that ever confirmed?
I don't know if that was confirmed, but I do know that everything about his departure from Indiana was saying that he was going to go to LA. So I wasn't actually keeping track of that story super intensely, but okay. That was a sense I feel like that he was definitely going to LA, and so I was very surprised when he went to Oklahoma City.
Because if that's true that like he was going and like then just backed out last second, then I really don't like that.
Mm.
But my issue with Westbrook is just like
he
I
sucks.
Think he's I think he's all that's point A. Point B is I think he's a stat patter. You know, I'm not impressed by the rebounds he gets. I think a triple double in any sense. And also, I think it's really funny. Like, I think it's actually a fallacy of argument when someone will be like, "Well, you couldn't do it," and I'm like, "Yeah, well, I don't play basketball." Like,
that's true. Yeah, that isn't a great argument. Especially because you can look at something objectively and know whether or not it's good.
Yeah.
Like, there's a joke that I'm not going to repeat because it's very long. But the point is that, and it's not even a punchline, so I'm just going to say
okay.
it. But like, if you saw a helicopter in a tree, even though you don't fly a helicopter, you still know that pilot messed
see,
up.
Yeah.
He's a bad pilot, probably.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Like, you can tell, even though I can't dunk or play basketball or anything like that, you can tell
be like, this man,
when someone's...
He is objectively good at the sport of basketball, but in relation to his peers at a similar level.
Yeah. Well, he is. I think he makes up for maybe his lack of skill and shooting ability with his explosive athleticism.
Yeah, I know, but... I mean, Damian Lillard.
And his crazy man.
Damian Lillard was so good.
He was good. And that's why the Blizzards are moving on. Anyway, enough basketball talk.
Right.
I haven't done a song on this show this entire semester, and that's not going to change today because I'm not performing a song. But
a live song.
A live song, yes. Well, basically, I was thinking about that, and I was kind of sad that I wasn't able to do a song and due mainly to how tired I am when we do these shows at 3 in the morning. But I was going through my GarageBand files, and I found some songs that I never performed on the air that I recorded versions of. And so I thought this would be a good kind of middle ground where I still get to perform a song, so to speak, without having to actually perform the song. So
yeah, I like the sound of that.
That's what's gonna happen today. So
you got that all queued up?
Yeah.
You want to intro the song at all?
Well, yeah. So this song is actually an Ed Sheeran song, which I haven't done in a while.
Classic. We haven't played him in a while because yeah. He's probably working on an album right
probably.
Now.
Probably. This is from his last album. It's called Happier. I think the summer after the album came out, and the album came out the middle of our sophomore year, so it's been a while.
Whoa.
And I haven't really shown this to anyone. It's okay. Not on Spotify. Or not Spotify, obviously. It's on a SoundCloud where I sometimes put things. I maybe played it for like my mom once when she was like, what do you do all day in your room when you're making music? This is what I do,
Am I the first one?
I might have played this for maybe some of my friends, but not a lot.
Am I not in that...
Someone, well, no, you
are.
That's not what I meant. I was thinking of like friends from home, like New York City friends, like high school friends.
I played it for some of my friends, not you.
Well, you.
That's what I.
Well,
just
no, because
heard.
That's a legitimate way of saying things. I have also other friends, so I've not played it for.
I know.
Come on, man. Anyway, here's a song. I haven't checked the levels or anything, so if I accidentally press play and it blares out of the speaker.
We'll give it
my bad.
A quick adjust.
No, it's because it starts off pretty soft, so we
are you of
that.
The view, real quick, sorry to just, you know, you mentioned that you've played it for a couple friends, and this is the perfect avenue to play, like a song that you just recorded. You know, when we're in film and stuff, and I'm making, you know, short film right now.
Yeah.
Of like, my film one professor, shout out to Howard Wolf, used to say that you make films for them to be seen, like, even if it's not your best work, which like, no matter what you do, you're never going to think it's your best work because you learn from your most previous thing.
Yeah.
It's always going to be better than the last thing you made. Mm. So, like, always show it to people. Like,
yeah.
you don't make it for them to just exist. Like, you make it for people to be seen. Mm. Do you feel that way about the music that you record?
I do, and that's actually why I haven't shown this to people, because I made it so long ago, and I think I've done so many better things since then that now this song, which was recorded maybe 2 years ago, doesn't feel that good at all. And it's like missing so many things that I know how to do now.
Okay.
Like,
well, maybe
and
maybe
I have so
you
much
do an
better
update.
Equipment now. Well, no, I don't want to. I'm done with the song. Okay. It's like a sad song that I no longer resonate. I still think it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
The original version, not touting my own version, that I don't resonate with anymore. So I wouldn't make a cover of it because I'm not feeling in that state
yeah.
of mind right now.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's,
anyway,
let's
here we
cue
go.
It up. You got two, right?
Give it yeah, I think so.
All right, cool. Give it a play.
Walking down 29th and Park, I saw you in another's arms. Only a month we've been apart, you look happier. Saw you walk inside a bar, said something to make you laugh. I saw that both your smiles were twice as wide as ours. Yeah, you look happier, you do. Ain't nobody hurt you like I hurt you, but ain't nobody love you like I do. Promise that I will not take personal, baby, if you're moving on with someone new. Cause baby, you look happier, you do. My friends told me one day I'll feel it too, and until then I'll smile and hide the truth. But I know I was happier with you. Hey yeah, sat in the corner of the room, everything's reminding me of you. Nursing an empty bottle and telling myself you're happier, aren't you? Hey yeah, hey yeah, hey, ain't nobody hurt you like I hurt you. Hey yeah, hey yeah, hey, but ain't nobody
darling, I am still in love with you. But I guess you look happier, you do. My friends told me one day I'll feel it too. I could try to smile and hide the truth, but I know I was happier with you.
We're going to jump right into the next song, but I'm going to do real quick. Remy, nice little round of applause for you.
Thanks, dude. Feels good.
We'll talk about that when we finish the song, I think.
In a way, need a change from this burnt out scene. Another time, another town, another everything. It's always back to you. I stumble out in the night under pouring rain. I made the blocks and thought there's more I need. It's always back to you. But I'm good without you. I'm good without you. So damn long, took it out on your street, and the rain still falls. You pushed me back to you. I'm good without you. Good without you.
Oh,
All right, you just heard Happier by Remy Kumar, followed by Shattered, the acoustic version by, is it OR or OAR?
I don't actually know.
Okay.
It's got periods in between these letters. So
it does.
I guess OAR?
Yeah. Well, Remy, we're down as 53. And it's time. I had to do this last week. I did your favorite part of the show. It's been how many years since I've done it?
I don't know. Yeah, how did I get saddled with... Not saddled,
you said,
because
you
I
said
love
you
it.
Liked it. Yeah, I swear you said you liked it once.
Did I say that?
I don't know. You want me to read it?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Young Remy must have been...
Go ahead.
...interested in other things. Okay, know your cell phone rights. Whether you're talking on your cell phone... Sorry, let me start that again. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car... or to a civil rights protest, you should know your rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at eff.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
All right.
That might be one of the longest PSAs I've ever read.
I think so. I think we tend to look for the shorter ones.
We do. But right. That one piqued my interest.
It piqued?
Yes.
I'm glad. I like that word. I like that word. That's just one of those words that like, kind of amuse me. Like, unique.
It was unique, and therefore it piqued my interest.
I love it.
Boom.
That sentence just got me going, man. I'll be set for the rest of the week. I don't know. Nothing needs to amuse me for the rest of the week. Although I'll be watching some more Game of Thrones in this past week. I'll be trying to catch up. I've been told that I need to catch up because this upcoming episode is going to be nuts. So I like really need to finish it up. I'm in the middle of season 6.
Oh, wow. You're close.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very close. I really slowed down last week.
You watched it on HBO?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, and I really, it really is such a good show. It's really
it's
well
fantastic
done.
Fantastic show.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
All right, man. 56 on the hour. We got probably one more song in us.
Yeah.
There's one that I'm very excited to play, actually.
Mm. Are you going to play it right now?
Well, I was figuring that we'd sound it out here, because it's about 3 to 4 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it picks up at it's slow in the beginning, but definitely picks up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's like a throwback of a song. It's a very much a throwback of a song because these guys,
I see,
you know, they've been relevant recently, and this is like an old song of theirs.
It's a good song.
Yes. So, without further ado, you know, I'm DJ Sweet Fig.
I'm Remy.
Show is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's all about perspective. We'll see you next week. We're here. We got a few more.
We're here. For as long as...
Until they kick us out.
Until they kick us out of the building.
Until they kick us out. The week before May 19th is our last week, so we'll have a little special shebang for that.
Absolutely, we will.
But without further ado...
All right, take it easy.
Enjoy.
I thought they were going to be chill. This party.
Yeah, but they're bringing pizza, and they're also going to have...
well, dude, guys, don't leave here.
Hey, guys.
Ming, Joe's not a girl.
I called you for the first time yesterday. I finally found the missing part of me. I felt so close, but you were far away. Left me without anything to say. Now I'm speechless, over the edge, I'm just breathless. I never thought that I'd catch this love bug again. Hopeless, head over heels in the moment. I never thought that I'd get hit by this love bug again.
Dude, I don't know where
it feels. Hi, baby.
Wait, John Taylor.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
smile out of my mind.
I can't get you out of my mind.
I think about your eyes all the time. Beautiful, but you don't even try.
Don't even try.
Modesty is just so hard to find.
Now I'm speechless, over the edge, I'm just breathless. I never thought that I'd catch this love bug again. Hopeless, head over heels in the moment. I never thought that I'd get hit by this love bug again.
I kissed her for the first time yesterday. Everything I wish that it would be. Suddenly I forgot how to speak. Hopeless, breathless, baby, can't you see? Now I'm